Take this dramatic example of a serendipitous discovery. Alexander Fleming was cleaning up his laboratory when he found that penicillium mold had contaminated one of his old experiments. He thus happened upon the antibacterial properties of penicillin, the reason many of us are alive today, including, as I said earlier, myself, for typhoid fever is often fatal when untreated. True, Fleming was looking for something, but the actual discovery was simply serendipitous. Furthermore, while in hindsight the discovery appears momentous, it took a very long time for health officials to realize the importance of what they had on their hands. Even Fleming lost faith in the idea before it was subsequently revived. In 1965, two radio astronomers at Bell Labs in New Jersey, who were mounting a large antenna, were bothered by a background noise, a hiss, like the static that you hear when you have bad reception. The noise could not be eradicated, even after they cleaned the bird excrement out of the dish, since they were convinced that bird poop was behind the noise. It took a while for them to figure out that what they were hearing was the trace of the birth of the universe, the cosmic background microwave radiation. This discovery revived the Big Bang theory, a languishing idea that was posited by earlier researchers. I found the following comments on Bell Labs' website, commenting on how this discovery was one of the century's greatest advances. Dan Stanzione, then Bell Labs president and Lucent's chief operating officer, when Penzias, one of the radio astronomers involved in the discovery, retired, said Penzias embodies the creativity and technical excellence that are the hallmarks of Bell Labs. He called him a Renaissance figure who extended our fragile understanding of creation and advanced the frontiers of science in many important areas. Renaissance, Schmenaissance. The two fellows were looking for bird poop. Not only were they not looking for anything remotely like the evidence of the Big Bang, but as usual in these cases, they didn't immediately see the importance of their find. Sadly, the physicist Ralph Alpher, the person who initially conceived of the idea, in a paper co-authored with heavyweights George Gamow and Hans Bethe, was surprised to read about the discovery in the New York Times. In fact, in the languishing papers positing the birth of the universe, scientists were doubtful whether such radiation could ever be measured. As happens so often in discovery, those looking for evidence didn't find it. Those not looking for it found it and were hailed as discoverers.